is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Hello, and welcome to the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast, where Reverend Roger L. Green Sr. is the pastor. This broadcast is designed to be a blessing and life changer for you and your family. Listen now as Reverend Green takes you through the Word of God.
Sister Green, and to ministers' wives that are present, to these deacons and deaconesses, to these ministers of music, to this choir, to Brother Sapp, laugh about it. I love that. Beautiful. Let's give him a hand. God bless you. And to all you sisters who have really blessed us, we want to say thank you and happy Father's Day to all of our fathers that are present. The Gospel according to St. Matthew. Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 3. To help you, Matthew is the first book of the New Testament. Matthew chapter 3, commencing at verse 13. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John tried to prevent him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and are you coming to me?" But Jesus answered and said, "Permit it to be so, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he allowed him. And when he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately out of the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him. He saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and enlightened upon him. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." I want to talk about God's example of the perfect Father. Thank you, Ursus. As I read in your hearings from the New King James Version, God's example of the perfect Father. God is not like merely a father. God is a father. Fathering a child is easy. Being a father to a child is another thing altogether. Being a father to a child brings you to a whole different level of manhood. Being a father to a child is hard because there is no formula for raising children. Children are not born with instruction manuals. It's more as a learn as you go process. Children are unorthodox. I never forget when Junior was first born. We would put toys all over the floor for him to play with. But no, he wanted to find a sharp object to stick in an electric shock socket. Children are unorthodox. Children ought to be watched. Children ought to be raised. You ought to set that example for your child. As we look at this text, that is before us, you will discover that Jesus now is at the Jordan getting ready to be baptized by John. John, in the previous verses, had just said that there's one coming after me whose shoes that I'm not worthy to unstrap or hold, that I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with fire and the Holy Spirit. I'm not even worthy. Then as he was speaking, Jesus shows up and tells him to baptize me. Can you imagine what was going through John's mind? He had just made a declaration that I'm not even worthy to take off this man's shoes. And Jesus shows up and tell John to baptize me. John said, no, you got it backwards. I should be baptized by you. But Jesus says, John, we must do this to fulfill all righteousness. In other words, he's telling John, we've got to go past the Torah law, because the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they obey the Torah law, but they have lost the spirit that was behind it. And he said, we have to fulfill all righteousness, because by custom and Jewish customs, male children are to be baptized. He says, John, I didn't come to break the law. I come to fulfill the law. And so I need you to baptize me, not because I'm a sinner. You baptize me because I'm identifying myself with those that are lost. I come to seek and to save them which are lost. Aren't you glad Jesus can identify himself with you? He said, I've been tempted in every manner that you've been tempted. And so when you're going through trials, you have a Savior who says, I know what you're going through. I've got the T-shirt to prove it. And if you just trust me, I can bring you through every situation. Anybody in the church right now can testify that I've been in some sticky situations. I've been in some things that I got myself into. It was no one else's fault. Nobody deceived me. I knew it was wrong. I got involved in it, but somebody prayed for me, and God's grace brought me through. So Jesus now is being baptized by John. And as he comes up out of the water, look what the text says. And as he come in verse 16, and he was baptized, Jesus came immediately from the water, and behold, heavens were open to him, and he saw the Spirit of God. Number one, two. God's example of a perfect father. Number one, you've got to show up. Let me say it again. You've got to show up. As he comes, he descends, watch, in the spirit of a dove. The Holy Spirit comes down. God's Spirit comes down, descends in the likeness of a dove. A dove are birds that associate with peace, gentleness, humbleness. He didn't come down as majestic as an eagle, or fierce as a hawk, or flamboyant as a cardinal. He came as a dove, showing the gentleness and the passion that he has for us. Now watch this. Here is when God shows up. Watch this, fathers. He shows up and he began to speak. Now here is the key I want to get you. The last book of the Old Testament, Malachi, and the new first book of the New Testament, Matthew, that gap, there was no word from heaven for 400 years. And watch this, when God did speak after 400 years, he spoke because something was involving his son. Let me say it again. He spoke for the first time after 400 years, because he's speaking now because it involves his son. God didn't send Gabriel. He doesn't say, since Mary is married now and Joseph is her husband and he's Jesus' stepdad, that Joseph can speak on mine. He said, I'm the father. And I'll show up and speak on behalf of my child. Men, don't let nobody else speak on your behalf. You father the child, be a father to the child. You stand up and speak on behalf. Don't sit there and holler about me and the mama don't get along anymore. That ain't got nothing to you with you being a father to that child. Mary and God at the text wasn't on speaking terms because her reputation was bad, but God still showed up. He showed up. He showed up. And watch this. Y'all ready for this? If you look in the previous chapters and verses, there is no prayer to God. Watch this. Y'all got it? Listen to me good. Before this text takes place, there is no prayer asking God to show up. He showed up without asking because it involved his child. You a sad circle of circumstances. The only time you show up concerning your child is when somebody asks you. Ain't nobody asked you to lay down and make the child. You need to show up when your child needs you most. Oh, don't y'all get quiet on me. Don't get uncomfortable with me. Nobody asked God to show up. He showed up because it involved his son. There's a difference. Young ladies, I'm sick and tired of hearing young ladies saying, oh, this is my baby's daddy. What happened to this is my child's father? See, a baby daddy shows up at graduation. But a father is there at the parent-teacher conference. A baby daddy shows up at the birthday party. But a daddy pray for the child every day of his life. A baby daddy get the report of the report card through the mail, but a daddy, a father, knows what the grades are because he was involved in the kid's school's activities. Oh, I wish I had somebody to pray with me. Men, I want to ask you a question. Are you a father or are you just a baby's daddy? Because if you are a father, you are going to show up without anybody asking you. Sisters, can I help y'all too? I got to touch you. I know you had your day last week, but I got to touch on you just for a moment. If that man is trying his best to be a father, then you let him be a father. If he's supporting that child with money and presents, don't put him up for child support if he's already supporting the child. Oh, y'all done lost it now. Quit taking advice from somebody who can't keep nobody to tell you what's best for your child. Just because when y'all split up, it was okay for you to have him over and be with the child. But see, well, now he found somebody. Now you don't want him over. That has nothing to do with him fathering the child. Let him show up. He showed up. He showed up at his son's baptism. And look what he tells his son. When he shows up, he said, you are my son. This is my child. A true father, number two, sees their child's power and potential. Now, after the baptism in chapter 4, Jesus goes into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. But before he goes into the wilderness, the Father shows up and encourages him that you are my son because you have power and potential. You are getting ready to face things that perhaps you've never faced. But remember, you are my son, and I am in you, and you are in me. Oh, y'all ain't get what I'm saying. You know why we would catch whoopings a lot? Because we carried a name. And you carried your parents' name. And when you embarrassed them, they would tell you, boy, you got my name. You got to act the way I tell you to act. Now, I'm a product of a single parent home. Mama had to be the mama and the daddy. And I told y'all, every time we went to a store, she gave us the same speech. Ain't that right, big sis? She'd cut the key off, take the key out the ignition, turn around in the back seat, and she would say, don't ask for nothing. Don't put your hands on nothing. And don't embarrass me when we get in this store. Y'all ain't get what I'm saying. He said, this is my son. My son declares that God is telling Jesus, I'm not ashamed of you. I am proud of you. You are my beloved son. This means that you are dearly loved by your father. Children can live without many things, but love is not one of them. Fathers, can I tell you something? Don't be a best friend to your son or your child. Be a father. You see, I told my children, I got enough friends. And some of them I don't even want anymore. I had enough friends. I'm your father. I'm not here to party with you. I'm not here to drink with you. I'm not here to go to the clubs with you. I am your father. You ought to love them unconditionally. Father, your son may not like fishing. Don't mean you got to disown him. Find out what he likes. Find out his desires. And get with him and work hard with him and behind him to push him to where God wants him to be. Jesus, God says, you are my son. So a father shows up. A father says to his child, you have power and potential. But then thirdly, a father gives support and encouragement to his child. Look what he says. You are my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Well pleased means, son, I'm approved of you. I looked at you and see the man that you have become. And I approve of you. You are my child. Now, I'm going to take you to Sunday school for about 5 minutes. Watch this. Watch how God does this thing. Fathers, I want you to hear me good. Watch how God does this. In Matthew 3 and 17, he says, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. You got that? Look how he said, this is. That means he's making a public declaration. He is telling everybody, this is my child, and I'm pleased with my child. But something happens, Reverend Dearborn, Reverend Slaughter. In Luke chapter 3, verse 21, he doesn't talk to the crowd. He talks directly to Jesus. Y'all missed it. Matthew, he tells the crowd, this is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased. But in Luke 3:21, he talks directly to Jesus. He said, thou art my son. In thee am I pleased. Y'all just missed him. In other words, he tells Jesus privately what he told the people publicly. So in other words, he's just not a father in front of people. He's still a father behind the curtains. See, a lot of you want to be a father that everybody, oh, that boy, he sure that. But are you a father when can't nobody see you? Believe it or not, you can say what you want to say, all that thing. I want to be like Mike, a child's most influence. is right there in the home. And you have to be there. God tells us to Jesus, watch this. Y'all ready, brothers? He says, son, I'm pleased with you. But the problem I'm having, Brother Sam Prayer, Jesus hadn't done nothing yet. Can I say it again? He hadn't gave sight to the blind yet. He hadn't fed 5,000 men, counting women and children yet. He hadn't walked on the water yet. He never told a man to pick up his bed and walk yet. A woman never touched the hem of his garment yet. He never raised the dead yet. He never blessed this one yet. He never gave sight to the blind yet, made the dumb talk yet. He never done none of this, but God said, I'm still pleased with you. Oh, y'all ain't get what I'm saying. Jesus hadn't done nothing that he come here to do yet, but God said, I'm still pleased. See, when your pride is attached to what is done, then you don't have pride in your children at all. I have pride in my children, not what they've done, but what they can do and what they will do. Son, I know you haven't made it there. Daughter, I know you haven't, but I'm daddy still happy with you. Just the idea you come to do something, you're on the road to getting it done. You don't have it yet, but I'm still proud of you. When the last time you told your child you was proud of them, you didn't see the A on the report card yet, but I'm proud of you because you're up at night and you're still studying. I'm proud of you. Quit waiting for results to show your children that you're proud. Show them before they do anything. I'm proud of you. Parents, before this school season starts, sit down with them and say, baby, I don't know what you're going to face, but mom and dad is proud of you. But mama, I didn't make good grades last year. That's okay. I'm proud of you. I got in trouble in school. I got suspended, but that's okay. I'm proud of you. They don't need to hear all the time the wrong they're doing. Show them some of the good that they're doing. Don't get too hard on them. Some of you grown and act just like children. Believe everything your child come home and tell you. My mama sitting over there, she didn't believe in that. Brother Derek, let me tell you what I did one time. I made an F. Sister, and it was in math, because I couldn't go past 2 plus 2. I made an F. But I got a red ink pen, slashed through the F. My dumb self, I should have put a D or a C, but I'm going to put an A. And act like the teacher signed it. So when I brought it home to mama, she looked at my report card, looked at me. You made an A? Oh, yes, ma'am. She said, baby, I'm proud of you. I like, thank you, mama. I worked hard. She said, baby, I'm just happy you made an A. Ain't got the teacher to sign you. Yes, ma'am. They made a mistake on the computer. The teacher had to correct. She said, oh, baby, I'm happy. You made mama proud. You know what mama going to do? I said, what, mama? She said, I'm going to take off work Monday and go talk to your math teacher and tell her how. I said, mama, that's an F. That's an F. If it smells fishy, it's fish involved somewhere. So what I'm trying to tell you, be honest with your parents. Tell them what you're going through and tell them what you're dealing with. And mama and daddy, can I tell you, before you go to school and jump down the teacher's throat, investigate and see what's going on, because you don't know what your children is doing behind your back. The weed I smoked, I didn't do it in front of my mama's face. The alcohol I drank, I didn't do it in front of my mama's face. I did it behind her back. Yeah, I'll tell her. See, I can tell her that now I'm her pastor. Hear me? Say this and we out of here. He said, son, I'm pleased with you. He said, I'm pleased. Nothing has been accomplished yet, but I'm pleased. And in chapter 4, read the whole chapter in your leisure, but I just want to help you. When he goes and get tempted by the devil. Y'all ready for your praise cue? How did Jesus beat the devil's temptations? He said, "Tiger, it is written." Every time the devil tried to offer him something. Y'all ready for this? Y'all ready to get your praise on? Is every time the devil tried to offer him something, gentlemen, hear me good. The son said, "It's written." In other words, when the devil tried to give him something,